Hey everyone, this is Scott Ferrioli from dvc-rental.com and buyandselldvc.com. There's a chill in the air coming this holiday season, and if you're thinking of coming to Disney, check out the deals section on our website. There are a bunch of great last-minute deals available. Or if you're thinking of possibly surprising your family for the holiday season, check out our resales page at buyandselldvc.com, where you can have a lifetime of Disney memories for your family at a discounted price.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dumpty Dub Review. I'm your host, Carly Positano, joined by the wonderful, beautiful Stacey Nyman. How are you, Stacey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a wet, wet Tuesday here, but
I'm really
in the house and dry, so it's okay.
That's good.
As long as the internet keeps going.
The outside is dry here, but it's very humid inside my room, so just going with the theme of by the end of this podcast, I will slowly be melting away. So
it's hot.
Don't move to an old Chicago house because it's not going to, it won't work out. So some advice there for everybody.
All right. Well, we've got a fun show today. I'm excited for this one because as we all know, Disney is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. So we thought we would also start the celebration of their 50th anniversary with an Epcot participation show, asking for all of your amazing memories over the past 50 years or less. So we are going to spend all this episode talking about all your amazing experiences at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, and if you are listening to this, it will be worth it for you to check out the YouTube video that comes out with this show because our awesome Michael Black is going to edit in all the photos that go along with these stories. So that will just be a really fun little addition to listening to these things. Because as I'm looking at them on Epcot, the photos just really make the story is just that much sweeter. So be sure to check it out on YouTube when this one comes out. If you're listening, you can listen to it twice. We wouldn't mind if you did that. That would be completely fine.
Yes. So do you want to start us off, Steve?
Yeah.
You have like an amazing, I was going to ask if you had an amazing Disney memory that you wanted to share.
I do. So I actually included mine because I wanted to get my picture on in the thread too. So yeah, that's a good idea. I'll start with mine. And then if you have one, you can do yours. And then we'll kind of just read everybody's off of the post from Epcot. So I'm just going to go ahead and read mine just because it's just easier for me that way. So my son Griffin, he's 13 now, almost 14. And he had open heart surgery when he turned 4, right? He was about 4 and a half. It was very unexpected. He was born with this defect that's usually caught during an ultrasound. And he lived his first 4 years of life without us knowing this. And what was wrong with, I'll just really quick go into this. It's called the coarctation of his aorta. So his aorta was pinched throughout the entire thing. So blood flow was not going through his aorta properly to the point where he didn't have a pulse. So they could not find a pulse in his legs. The doctors were very confused because they didn't understand how he was able to function for all these years. So thankfully we caught it at a routine doctor's office visit that his blood pressure was through the roof for a 4-year-old. And he was 2 weeks after them catching this, he was in surgery and it was open heart surgery. So that year was really, now I'm going to start reading. That year is really dark and scary. I gained almost 50 pounds and was just so depressed. Things were just hard. We decided that life was short, needed to celebrate it and live it. We decided on a Disney trip. The day we arrived, we stopped at guest services. Of course, you have to stop at guest services when you're celebrating. And we got a celebrating life button for Griffin. The cast member asked about it and we explained. And she came around and got down to Griffin's level. We talked to him for quite a while. told us to just wait there. And, you know, whenever a cast member says, wait there, you wait there. A few minutes later, she came back actually with her other cast member friend, and they presented him with this really cute little Pluto who was Griffin's favorite. And of course, I was sobbing. And that was the moment, I think, where I realized things were going to be okay. If this is a time to celebrate. And it was just amazing. And the other kids were so little at that point, too. Like Ethan was only six. Sophie was eight. Of course, we had to go then buy them stuffed animals because Griffin got a stuffed animal and was like, thanks, Disney. You know how to do it.
Right.
You got an extra $40 out of us there. But it was a very sweet moment to celebrate him. Aww. How about you? Do you have a fun memory?
Oh my gosh. So I've ever since I asked this question in EDCOT, I kept trying to think, like, what is my favorite Disney memory? And it's so hard because we've had such great experiences at Disney. There are like a million that come to mind, and they're all just these little moments. There's nothing like one huge moment that I thought was like really stuck out in my mind. I know Jeff has one. But mine is just a compilation of all these tiny little moments with Disney cast members that they've just made it very magical. And one that I always think about, and I don't know that my story will even do it justice, but Riley, when she was, I think this trip, she was about a year and a half old. She was walking, toddling around, but she was in love with Tinkerbell. And she's, you know, goes up to Tinkerbell. It's when they still had the fairy meet and greet. So you saw two or three of them back in the little fairy meet and greet area. And she just went over to Tinkerbell, and Tinkerbell just got down on the floor with her and sat cross-legged. And Riley just went and sat right in her lap, and they talked, and they just, Tinkerbell's talking, and Riley's just like babbling along and nodding her head a lot. And it was the cutest thing. Just taking that extra moment with somebody so small just like warmed my heart and made Riley so happy. It was, yeah, it was just a cute moment.
It's so cute. And that's why people always say, I don't want to go to Disney with my kids. They're never going to remember it. But these are the things that you remember, and you can share these stories with the kids, and it makes them very special. So
exactly.
I'm glad you were able to experience that. So we'll go ahead and get started and read what some of our friends on EDCOT had to say. The first one that I have here is from our friend Katie Kroll. She said, I can't decide between two. Of course, we start with, you know, EDCOT. We always can't follow directions. Right. No exception here with Miss Kroll. I can't decide between two. There are so many others too. Either spending Christmas week at Wilderness Lodge or the first time taking the kids or our first time taking the kids, we did the complete princess experience for Kara. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and Cinderella Royal Breakfast kicked off the day.
And I absolutely love the pictures that she included. Yes. She also cheated and included two pictures.
But yes, well, that's good. She had two experiences. She had to include the two pictures.
But that picture of Kara, she just looks like the royal treatment is happening around her. It's so stinking cute. And then, of course, we know that the Krolls love Christmas. So they've got their Christmas picture.
Yes, of course. Already Christmas starting at the Krolls' house.
All right. So Jeremy Murray commented next, and he said, got this classic of Krista wearing the sorcerer's hat in Hollywood Studios. Since we started our Griffin Murray vacations together around 2007, this is the way, in my mind's eye, Hollywood Studios should be. I liked the Great Movie Ride very much, but because of the timeline when I started being hardcore Disney, I still think of the hat as the Hollywood Studios Park icon.
Yeah, and Krista did a really great job with that photo. It's sometimes hard to get perspective photos like this. In the photo, she is standing and looking like she's holding the hat over her head, like the big icon hat, about to place it on her head. And it's just like the perfect perspective shot. That she did. So kudos to that one. That was good. All right, Rick Forbes, I really can't choose. Disney World related, our first trip with all four kids in 2017. It really made me get the magic. Non-park related, Indie Disney Meet 2019, where we had a Dubs block of rooms and my new Disney friends celebrated my birthday. That is a very special memory for me as well. It was... really, really fun to just be together and not really have anything to rush to. We were just sitting in one of the rooms and like the little breakfast room area or whatever, and celebrated Rick. And it was just really fun just to kind of sit and have conversation. The kids were playing and yeah, it was great. Indie Disney Meet, I hope it comes back someday in some format, because it was, it's an amazing time.
We got to do it once, and it was so funny because we met a lot of the EDCOT community, but we had only been listening for a little bit, so I didn't really know anyone.
Right.
And now it's funny to go back and look in the group picture, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was right beside this person, right next to this person, and I didn't know who they were. So Cindy Ellicott is up next, and she said, my favorite memory is August 2019. We did the Festival of the Lion King Tier 1 dining package. We were escorted into the performance by a cast member to sit in the front row. Then when the show started, I got asked to lead the call from the elephant section, plus lots of interaction with performers during the show. Once it was over, a cast member took us on a 40-minute private safari with one of the animal biologists, telling us about the animals and the work they do. We got to go to the nursery and observe the baby hippos too, but just a very close-up tour of the four savannas. After the safari, we enjoyed Animal Kingdom on our own until 7 p.m. and then went to Tiffin's for the dining part of the package. Pretty much anything on the menu was included for the meal, so we had the charred octopus appetizer and New England mussels. Both had the lobster tail and Wagyu filet entree, deconstructed cheesecake, and chocolate three ways for dessert. It included champagne to start and a cocktail or wine with the meal as well. We were presented an 8x10 photo from the performance signed by the cast and a postcard print of a signed Joe Rohde drawing done in the park. I'm so jealous. The package cost was only $99 per person plus tip, and the meal alone would have been almost that much. I really hope they bring this back. And she included a couple photos, one of a giraffe and then some pictures of the food and the painting. And I'm saying it and I'm so super jealous because I've never done Festival of the Lion King.
Oh, it's so amazing.
We've just, you guys know how we do Disney. We never take the time for shows like that.
I'm not a show person, but that is a show that I try not to miss. It really is amazing. And I'm really jealous of that experience. I had no idea that even existed. That sounds like a really fun package. And she's right. I would probably, I mean, if it was just Scott and I, our whole family couldn't do it. But if it was just the two of us, I would easily pay $150 for that experience. It seems like it's a really great value. All right. We have Amy Van Swole up. So many wonderful memories. On top of all of the many memories we made this summer, one with Caden years ago solidified our love for Disney. Both of my boys have Tourette's. Caden was ticking a lot through that vacation. He was very excited through this whole vacation, but especially on this day in 2013, as we were there for Star Wars weekend. The more excited he got, the more he would tick. His favorite Star Wars character has always been Mace Windu. As we were watching the parade, we would see Mace Windu coming. He came over to Caden, took his hand and said, "May the Force be with you." As far as we could see, he didn't do that or interact with anyone else. Caden was glowing. Later on, we were evacuated out of the Little Mermaid show due to a fire. We decided to walk the streets of America and found a line for a character meet and greet. So we hopped in it, having no idea who it was. Tim snuck around the front to see, and it was Mace Windu. As we were next in line, the cast member told us that they were about to switch them out. Caden almost started to cry, and I explained that it was an important moment for him to speak to Mace. So she asked him, and he agreed to stay for one more. We went around the corner, and Caden, ticking like crazy, Mace Windu gasped and said, "I remember you," and took his hands and stooped down to his level. The ticks didn't faze him, and he just chatted with Caden. I have no idea what they talked about. I was crying. They got pictures with all of us and Caden too. I'll add the picture later, but that moment, we truly had Disney magic. We will cherish it forever. And she put a couple of the group pictures here, and I had a hard time getting through that because I was almost crying just reading it. But what a wonderful experience. And this is what just sets Disney apart from other places, these amazing cast members. And I actually remember that day when the Little Mermaid was, when there was that fire there. I can remember the Disney news for that. So that's, not great that it's caught on fire, but it's pretty cool that they were there for it.
Yes. Wow. Okay, JJP's up next. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this without like getting all kinds of teary. I mean the show, not just JJP's, but all of them. I don't know what my favorite single memory is, but my favorite trip was definitely October, November 2014. It was Carlin's first trip. Both my sons went. Alone time with Jameson watching Yeehaw Bob for the first time. Free dining, good weather, except 2 days when there was a major cold snap. Food and wine festival. Everybody was happy. Lots of firsts for Carlin, including his tearful first haircut. And here's a picture of me with Captain Fishhook at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. I'll never forget it. The perfect trip. And he's got the cutest picture of Carlin, super little, with his finger hooking JJP's mouth like he's like he's a fish. It's so cute.
All right, Beef Faxton has, it either has to be our last indie get-together or the night that we all went to the villains party. Yeah, the indie meet, I think, was a very special time for a lot of people.
Yes. Cassandra Callahan says, it really is so hard to choose. So many amazing family memories made. I've told this story before. Our first Disney trip was 2016 and Parker was 6. It was our last park day and we decided to sneak in Enchanted Tales with Belle before ending the day. This ended up how we closed out our Disney vacation. Parker was chosen to play the Beast. This experience solidified the Disney magic for us, and this mama cried. All of our experiences were first, but this one will forever be imprinted in my memory. It is my dream that one day we will be able to go back to how character interactions once were. And she's got the cute photo pass picture of, he looks so adorable, just staring up at Belle. Like there is pure love in those eyes.
Yes. So cute. All right. Tyler Lee said, I'll never forget our first trip and our first step on the balcony at Animal Kingdom Lodge. It was truly a magical moment as a father and husband to see the reaction of his family. It is so cool when you know that a reaction is coming and you just stop and are able to watch that. The reactions, I can see that in this picture, he's obviously looking at his family. He's not enjoying those animals. He's enjoying his family's reaction to those animals. And that's just as special.
Yes. And I think that's something else for Disney. You don't have to be in a park to have these amazing memories. Sometimes it's just, you know, the small little details around you that you kind of feel the magic everywhere.
Absolutely.
Kathy Farrell said, the last time I was in Walt Disney World with my youngest, we accomplished our goal to ride every roller coaster while there for 3 days or so. That is quite the accomplishment.
That is.
And she has the awesome picture of Spaceship Earth from 2000. So it's got the special 2000 logo across the top, which I forgot was a thing, but I'm so jealous.
I know. We got to see it for our honeymoon, and it was really fun to see that. All right, Jeremy Murray, my favorite Disney memory is that time I took a vacation with 70 family members. Can't wait for Family Vacation 1.5 and Family Vacation 2. And he included his collage that he made from the Epcot Family Vacation.
Jeremy's going to be the one that breaks me. I'm going to cry. All right, Shannon Ferrioli said, there are so many wonderful memories. It's so hard to choose. I feel like this is a recurring theme. We keep hearing that same statement
over here.
One of my favorite DVC memories was on our very first day after becoming members in 2008. We walked into the room and Trent, about a year and a half at the time, spent a lot of time on the balcony admiring the animals. We put his pack and play in front of the closed curtains that night and he went to bed. The first thing he did when he woke up the next morning was stand up in bed, point to the curtains behind him and exclaim, "Mama Moo," because he remembered the Ankole cattle on the savanna the night before. We knew immediately that we had made the best decision to buy into DVC, and it's absolutely changed our lives in every way imaginable. The picture is of Trent when we first got to the room, and he was running back and forth from the balcony into the room.
And that did very much change their lives, because now not only do they love staying DVC, that is their company. So they've made a living with DVC, so that's very special to them. Jenny Berenger said, my favorite memory was in 2011. My oldest son was almost 2 at the time, and because of a disability, he was delayed in walking. He was just finally starting to learn and preferred to be carried than to actually walk when we took our first trip with him. We got in line at Magic Kingdom to meet Mickey, who was his absolute favorite character. My husband put him down, and on his tiny wobbly legs, he ran with his arms wide open to give Mickey the biggest hug ever. After that, his fear of walking was gone, and he hasn't stopped wanting to run up to Mickey every year since.
Aww.
That is very special.
Jenny, that's such a great story. Cindy responded, oh, she's just saying how amazing all of these are, but I especially love her comment. She said, these are also great. You will end up with a series, especially once Stacy adds her favorite bathroom memories.
We might just have to make that another podcast. I could never, right. It would just go on for hours if we did that. So we'll just hold off on that for right now.
Nice. I'm also going to steal Jeff's. He said, Mickey goofed up and accidentally let us into the park before it opened in October 2013. I loved being the only people there, and we made it all the way to the castle before people realized we were not supposed to be there. We took our time walking back and watched the opening train station show from Town Square, and he included a video and pictures, but it was amazing. We had Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique super early, and we went up, and I was like, we've got, you know, right when the park opens, are we supposed to go in early or what? And they were like, oh, yeah, and they let us in, and it's like, we are the only people here. And they're chasing us down on their little carts and coming and saying, you're not supposed to be in here. You got to go back. And it's like, okay, we'll walk real slow.
At that point, yeah, just let you stay in there. All right. John Kroll said, I'm having trouble choosing again. There are so many great times that our family's had at Disney. I think my favorite trip was probably being there for Christmas in 2017. We did so many fun things on that trip, capped off by being in the Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day. It was the trip that we bought into DVC. Christmas is our favorite time of year, and to be there with everything decorated was just amazing, especially when staying at the Wilderness Lodge. Can't get better Christmas than the Wilderness Lodge at Christmas.
Brenda Thompson Rothstein said, okay, so my kid would hate this answer. So, child, stop listening. But this memory will always make me smile. It was our first big trip to Walt Disney World in September 2016. The last day of the trip, we had makeovers for both kids at Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. Then we surprised our daughter with me and her getting to go to the Perfectly Princess Tea Party with Aurora at Grand Floridian. You'd think she would be thrilled, right? Wrong. She was livid that she had to leave her dad to go to a tea party without him. She was so grumpy and would not smile once between saying goodbye to her dad at Magic Kingdom and entering the tea party. As soon as we were in there and she saw everything that was happening, she warmed up again and absolutely loved it. Even though it was frustrating in the moment that she was so grumpy to go to something that we had paid a lot of money for, it was also so sweet that she just didn't want to leave her daddy for a few hours while on vacation. This will always be a favorite for me. And the picture, oh my gosh, if you're listening to this episode, you've got to go to the YouTube video because the picture is hilarious. You know, Brenda's there all smiles. And then her daughter is just dressed up in this gorgeous Aurora outfit, but so angry.
So cute. But in the next one, she redeems herself and she has a big smile, I think, you know, once she realized how amazing that experience was. All right, Amy Van Swole. Tim Van Swole says I stole his, so I'll share another one. I see how I like how she did that. She cheated without really cheating. That was like, that was a pretty good strategy there. Back in 2007, Preston was 7 years old, and my brother flew us out to California to meet up with him before he had a conference. We spent one day at Disneyland. It was our first time there. It was Preston's first time in a Disney park. Seeing it through his eyes made me fall truly in love with Disney. We went on Peter Pan's flight, and he took my hand, looked up at me with those big blue eyes of his, and said, Mommy, it really is magic here. We're really flying. Then later, as we got off It's a Small World, done up for Christmas out there, we were right under the fireworks. He gasped and said, Whoa, at everyone. A man standing next to us thanked us for not quieting him down because it totally made his night. I knew then that I had to get the rest of my family to Disney. And some really cute pictures too of Preston on this. And he does have the best blue eyes.
Yes. It's so nice whenever other families or other people appreciate your kids in Disney. Instead of being irritated that they're making noise or, you know, being kids. I think Disney, you're just allowed to be whatever.
Exactly.
Lauren had said, unfortunately, no pictures. But a favorite memory is riding Peter Pan's flight spring of 2019. My husband, adult son, and I were getting ready to board. We thought two of us would go in one boat, the other ride behind. But the cast member loaded the three of us into one boat. It was a tight fit, and I was hanging out of the side, the lap bar barely keeping me in the seat. We took off, and just as we banked the first curve, the ride stopped for a few minutes. I felt like I was going to fall out. No. We found out later that Peter himself was boarding with a Make-A-Wish child, and that was why the ride stopped temporarily. And as all of this was occurring, Tim Van Swall and Amy Van Swall were a few boats behind us watching and laughing at this display.
I can imagine that. Like, that's kind of, that's a, you wouldn't think that that would be super scary to be not quite contained in that ride. But can you, like, I think I would just, I would think I'd be less afraid of hurting myself, more afraid of breaking the whole ride as I fell onto the city scene or whatever we were going on.
Yes. We're just being embarrassed. Yes.
All right. My Emily Marie, she is Scott's cousin. If people don't know this, she's my cousin too through marriage, but Scott and Emily's dad are cousins. So, and this is a very special one for me to read, and I'm really glad that I got to read this one for my turn. Growing up, Disney was a huge part of my life because it was my dad's absolute favorite place to vacation. We went other places, but nothing ever compared to the memories that we made at Disney. After many trips of just my immediate family of mom, dad, and brother, we started going as an extended family. We started in 2011 and have done consecutive trips since then. So many memories and closer relationships have formed because of these trips. When my dad passed away in 2017 and having our 2018 trip planned with the whole family, we knew we had to do something special. We made these shirts to recognize him and how important Disney was to him and our family. And that is just so amazing. Emily's dad was just, I'm going to start crying, but he just a really great guy. Very important to us. I'll stop there, but I'll say one more thing. Winnie the Pooh was his favorite ride, and we went on it one time with him. I think it was Scott and I, maybe Jim and Chris, and he giggled so much every time Tigger would pop up, and every time we went on that ride, we still go, woo, because of Jim, because that's just what he did, and it just made us laugh so hard that he just, like, had such a kid-like experience on that ride. It was amazing, but yes, that's a very, very special memory.
That's so beautiful. Okay. Our last one is Krista Griffin. And she said, one of my favorite moments was from our trip back in March of 2018. When Everly was real little, she would get so afraid and nervous at sight of any character that she would freak out and throw up. All the poor girl. That year, we went to build a dino at the T-Rex Cafe. She made a bear and got a superhero outfit for it and called it Super Bear. On our last park day, we were walking through Epcot right before it closed for the night. There wasn't a line to meet Anna and Elsa in Norway, so we asked her if she wanted to go in with us so she could meet them. She was a little nervous, but decided she would be okay to go in. Before we could say anything to them, Anna went over to her in her stroller and started asking her all kinds of questions about her bear. Before we knew it, Anna had Ev out of her stroller and they were chatting like old friends. The three of them took a bunch of pictures, but my favorite was when they did a sister's hug. Ev was so excited to meet them, and the next time we went, we were able to meet so many characters.
Aww. That's so special. The pictures are so cute too.
Yes, there's just such a great moment when your kids maybe had been scared of meeting some of the characters and then they turn that corner. And suddenly meeting the characters is their favorite thing.
Yes. And being able to take that photo is really, really amazing too. We have that year Britta was finally not afraid and we have so many hugging photos of her with the characters. And they're just so cute. I mean, they might not be super cute to everybody else, but they're super cute to you. And this one of Ev with the sisters she's like, looks like a little doll. She looks so cute there.
Yeah. I have so many friends that say, oh my gosh, you guys go to Disney all the time. Like, I'm sure you hear this too. You go to Disney all the time. Don't you ever get bored? But I've always had Riley there with me. And it's such a different experience every time. And I think that's why it's so hard for all of us to pick memories too. Not only is Disney magical and spectacular, but you get different moments in time with your kids when you go, you know, every other year or every year. That the first few years that we went, it was Riley just really loving the characters. And then after that, it was, ooh, she liked the little kid rides. And after that, it was, oh, now I like roller coasters and the big rides. And now she walks around and she loves Epcot and seeing all the countries and learning about the cultures. And it's just, it's not the same trip.
Nope. And it's so large that, like you said before, it's not all about the theme parks. It's about just so many things around. So the thing that's just amazing about Disney too is while it's hard when things change, that the park was never meant to stay the same. And so things are always changing. So hopefully these next 50 years will even continue to build more magic and we can all make more memories with all the new things that are coming with Ratatouille and Tron and Guardians of the Galaxy and all the new attractions and restaurants and characters that will come out of these things. Just really looking forward to building lots and lots and lots of more memories. And hopefully when the park turns 75, we can have another podcast, right, guys? 25 more years. We could do this again.
Let's do this. I think we have enough show ideas to last us for 25 years. So,
and even if we start repeating, nobody's going to remember anyway, because we're all getting older. So it should be just fine. Everything will be okay.
Perfect.
All right. Well, we thank you all for joining us. We hope that you'll come and visit us on Facebook. You can come see us at the WWView and then also on EDCOT, which is our private Facebook group. We really invite you to join us there. It's just a really nice family to be a part of. And that's EDCOT with a D, EDCOT. Just search us up there. You'll answer a couple of questions. We'll let you in and have lots of fun building memories with us there. And Carly's and our Instagram crew have been doing such a great job on Instagram also. So you can find us on Instagram and read the inspiring quotes and see our awesome photos that are going up all the time. We would love it if you'd give us some likes and loves on our Facebook and Instagram posts as well.
Share the love with your friends.
Exactly. That's how others will find the show, and we can just keep on growing. So we would love it if you did that. That would be great. And leave us a review if you can. We're asking a lot out of you, everybody here. We just want to be able to give more to all of you. So we thank you so much for listening, for Carly and for all of our other co-hosts who just obviously couldn't find the time to be with us tonight. Just kidding. They all had plans and Michael had some technical difficulties, but
they're going to share all of theirs
in
the show anyway.
Hello guys. Did you really think you were going to have a 50th memory show and not see our smiling faces? Fact of the matter is, real life got in the way and technical issues got in the way, but we wanted to make sure we shared ours. So good to see you, Michael. I know it feels like it's like part one of the show and part two of the show kind of smushed together. But in fact, based on real life and computers, gremlins, it is. So
and we're able to make it happen, right?
Through the magic of the magic of computers and technology. So
exactly.
They got the cool part though. They got to read. They got to read everybody's, you know, comments, and that's cool. So, I guess we wanted to go out and so I got the old notebook out here of ways and things I wanted to mention for my favorite memories, and I've got about 30. So I'm going to try and parse it down to about 3 or 4 that really stick out in my mind, if that's okay. Do I get creative liberty to be able to do that, Michael? Is that okay?
Yeah. I've got it down to 4 too. So I think 4 is good. I know they only had basically 1 apiece, but they got to read all of EDCOT's. So we're going to take some liberties.
Nice. Nice. Okay. So I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't say one of my favorite memories was just recently. I know that's a popular statement in people's, you know, comments, is the vacation we took as a group. And here's kind of why. So if it wasn't just the Maliks and the Murrays hanging out, which was really cool to be able to talk to Krista and see Everly and Beatrice holding hands at the end of the night and talking to Jeremy and seeing the families interact. It was when Tim and Amy were there and the Bachmans were there and Cindy was there and the Marie's, and we all hung out together. And I didn't know traveling with a herd like that could be as easy as it was, but in fact, it was really easy and it was super enjoyable. So that'd be one part of the day. Another part of the day is we were supposed to meet up for dinner with Tim and Amy over at Liberty Tree, and that didn't work out. They got there a little early. We tried to time it right and go on Splash Mountain, get in that one extra Splash Mountain ride. And then when we were there, actually Cindy Ellicott joined in, and me and my kids and Cindy Ellicott had a really cool dinner at Liberty Tree. So that was definitely a highlight because, you know, you talk to Cindy and then you realize how different her life is up in Canada. And just hearing the, you know, her be so kind, you know, I have 16-year-olds and 9-year-olds. I was like, please behave, please behave, please behave, you know. But, I mean, Cindy's a mom. She knows kids, you know. So that was a wonderful memory. So I think before I go into my personal family memories, to say that that exceeded my expectations and how pleased and honored I was just to be a small part of that group. And the warmth, honestly, just seeing the families interact, that will always stick out in my mind as one of the highlights of any Walt Disney World vacation for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we probably have five. I mean, I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time during that vacation, but the time that I did get to spend was precious to me when we were at Disney Springs and just hanging out and getting to meet and talk with people. I didn't really want the night to end. It was so effortless, which for me isn't always the case. And even, you know, the hassle that was going into my personal life and my day, the day we met up at the boardwalk, and then being able to have that kind of escape to be able to hang out with some friends was pretty awesome. So I guess we have five then. So that'll be our fifth one. And then we'll go with the other four. So what was your first family memory?
My first family memory will always be, and I think people have heard me tell this story with Beatrice going on It's a Small World. I know Krista knows this story because she was on Small World with us. But my favorite memory with my family is the twins were probably around, I would say, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11. And Beatrice was just maybe one, two at the most. And she was done. It was the kind of day that we had, that we don't usually experience. We're not a park commando type family. Go back, come back, go back, come back. And it was a long day. They were going on the Haunted Mansion. She was going to have none of it. Zero at this point. So it was dad duty at that point. What do? You're going to take and try and find a place to kind of kill some time until mom, the twins, go on the Haunted Mansion. And we went on Small World. And she was exhausted. Just exhausted. To the point where you question any other step as a family because you know it could turn south really quickly, you know? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, it changed her mood completely. And, like, her eyes lit up. And she loved it. And we went on it twice. And then Mom and Lucille and Jude got off the Haunted Mansion. We went on it a third time. So when you push a 1.5 or a 2-year-old to It's a Small World, and it's always held a warm spot in her heart and in my heart from that point forward. Because to see her go on that for the first time, which most Disney veterans are like, it's a Small World. I get it. Kind of monotonous after a while and kind of tedious and a little annoying. It will always stick in my mind that it completely took, you know, a terrible two, you know, and reframed that evening, late in the evening for her. So.
That's crazy. Yeah. But it's interesting how sometimes with the little ones, it's just that one little spark. You see where I went there? That's all it takes to kind of rejuvenate them, even just for a minute, to get their batteries charged. So that's awesome that Small World could do that. My first one is, I've shared this one, I think, before, but it was with Jordan when he just turned 18 yesterday, which is, I don't even want to, I can't believe I have an 18.
You're an old man. I just want you to know that.
I know. I told him that the rent sign would be on the door this morning of how much rent he owed because he's now an adult. But you know, we know that's not the case. We were at a parade, and Jordan's very mature for his age. He always has been. So this is when he was about 7 or 8 years old. So we were at a parade, and he was just screaming and waving at Dopey. Just like waving at him and screaming, Dopey, Dopey. And to me, when you have a child who is very, very independent and very, he's always was around adults, because up until Cameron came along, he was an only child. So we never talked down to him. We never talked baby. I mean, we spoke to him as, you know, we knew how. So when I saw him being a kid and like clearly just escaping reality, he knows the deal, right? But at that moment, Dopey was Dopey, and he was waving at him, and he wanted him to get a wave back, and he looked over at him and did his little, you know, crazy Dopey thing. And just in that moment, I teared up, because it's something about, we see Walt Disney World through the eyes of our children a lot of times. And for me to see that moment was really special. And it kind of piggybacks on another memory that I remembered, but it isn't one of the better ones, but still I remember. The first time we took Jordan, he was almost three. We tried to get him in before that 3-year-old paying for the ticket cutoff. So we took a vacation with my parents, and it was the first day we were there. We had driven the rest of the way. We went into Magic Kingdom for the evening. Little dude was toast, just like you were talking about with Beatrice. He was done. And I remember him laying across my lap, head on Christina's lap during the Spectrum Magic Parade. Mm-hmm. And he was just out, you know. And I remember watching the parade, and I think that's why that parade holds a special, that and many other reasons. But that night, I remember sitting there with Christina and just being like, we got him here, you know, and the fun we're going to have the rest of the week once he, you know, becomes conscious again.
So. Exactly.
Sorry, I took up a lot of time there with my first one, but
it's cool. So I'm going to cut it down to two more. And one, I actually keep right in front of me. This is my recording area. Right above the wall, I could probably pull it down. I got a certificate, I got a plaque, and it says, be it known, BB has awarded the certificate for bravely and cheerfully submitting to our clippers and shears, receiving their first haircut. Legit. It was her first haircut at the Walt Disney World Harmony Barbershop in Main Street, USA on August the 1st of 2013. We've got a picture, we've got the receipt, and they took a little block of her hair. And the picture, I went from behind and I grabbed the picture that says my first haircut with her looking in the mirror. And this was legitimately Beatrice's first haircut.
Wow.
We intentionally saved it. You know, of course, when you're that young, you have these cute curls anyways, you know, so it looked adorable anyways, but I legitimately have it in the shadow box. So through the magic of YouTube, if you're not checking on the dubs on YouTube, check this out. So hang on one second. Oh, let me show you, Michael. Have you seen this one before?
I have not. Oh, that's adorable.
And her picture right there in the mirror. So, and you know what? Because they're really good at their job, as soon as they have like that little one sit in the chair, they covered her in stickers all over her legs and arms. So, of course, what's she going to do? She's going to sit there very quietly and very patiently pulling off the stickers, giving them enough time to cut their hair. So, but that was Beatrice. And then Lucille and Jude also got their hair cut. I remember Jude got a mohawk and Lucille got a haircut. And then they dusted everybody with glitter, which was kind of a pain in the butt. But that's beside the point. It was a great memory because and it's always in front of me at the recording area. So
that's awesome. You know, you're bringing up, I remember taking Cameron to get his haircut. I don't know if it was his first one or not. And obviously that memory didn't stick in my head as well as it probably should have, but maybe that's the local thing for you. Which leads me to my next one, which is there's so many memories because I was able to be a cast member for, you know, cumulative about a year. So I'm just going to chalk them all together. Like just all the memories that came with being a cast member. Whether it be personal memories for me, being able to go down in the utilidors, for me to be able to see backstage, for me to go through traditions three times and be able to do all of that. You know, getting to meet Disney ambassadors, because the people who showed me around Magic Kingdom the first time were actually Disney ambassadors. They were the ones that were up at these events. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know them. I mean, I talked to them. They walked me around in a group of just like 20 people around Magic Kingdom, right? Those types of things for a Disney fan are just immeasurable. And then you go into the memories that you made for the guests and the interactions that you had, and they just all kind of clump together as just one big massive bit of happiness, mm-hmm. you know, and joy. I don't remember, and this is kind of contrary to the world as a whole, I don't remember the negatives. I only remember the positives out of my interactions with guests at Walt Disney World when I was a cast member. I don't know if I just was able to block out any of the negative situations. I think they teach you that also in training. You just, it's gone. Only the positives, but just so many great, great memories of being a cast member.
Beautiful. Let's play with two more here. You know, I honeymooned at Walt Disney World.
You know what? I'm sure you've told me, but.
Okay, give me 3 minutes to talk about it then. So right. we did. We liked Disney at that point. We didn't love Disney. We liked Disney. We were married relatively young. I was 24 and she was 21 when we were married. So we try to find a place that would appeal to us. And we never were drinkers. So like the all-inclusive resort didn't appeal to us, but theme parks did. So we hadn't taken a trip that far. So we had to borrow my father's car and we drove down. I remember driving my dad's Oldsmobile 98, which is, you know, a long car, four-door sedan, you know, borrowed dad's car. We stayed at the Disney Institute, which at that point...
I do remember hearing about the Disney Institute.
Yeah. It's now part of the Saratoga Springs land mass, but it was designed as like a professional development type situation. And the tie-in was... My mom was really good friends with a teacher back in Chicago that had since retired and moved to Florida and then worked at Walt Disney World. She was actually the person that would be speaking when you boarded the Living Seas, giving the announcements as you boarded your clamshell vehicle, or your On the Mover at that point. And I remember she reserved us a really nice deal over at the Disney Institute because we didn't have any money. You know, when you're new married, you don't have any money. You paid for the wedding. That's it. That was your, you know, so, and then we stayed. It was wonderful. I remember my vague memories are I experimented with sunning in my hair. So it was a much wider, heavier Chris with short bleach blonde hair. Of course, that's why I probably don't have a lot left now at this point because I literally cooked my hair. But yeah, no, it was wonderful. Me and my bride at Walt Disney World, and it was long. It was like 9 days. You know, we had a wonderful time. You know, and it's kind of cool that I own one contract left at Saratoga where, you know, the Institute was. And I can still point out that building is over there and that building over there. And, you know, it still reminds me.
That is awesome that mm-hmm. you were able to buy into DVC right there where that is. Mm-hmm. I will share, let's see here. I shared this one before too, so it'll be brief. Those who have listened before have heard the story. When we first moved to, we're coming up on 10 years that we have since we moved to Florida the first time. And I remember vividly the night that we moved in, we packed all of our stuff up the three flights of stairs. We locked up the U-Haul and we drove over to we hadn't had our passes yet. So we drove over to the only place on property really we could think of that we could go, which was downtown Disney at the time. And I remember sitting there. I remember standing at the water by the dragon, the Lego dragon, looking over and seeing fireworks at one of the parks going off. And Christina and I, just me putting my arm around her and just being like, we made it. Mm-hmm. We're here. It was just me, Jordan, and Christina at that time. Cameron was there. He just, you know, he was just hanging out with mom at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a very special moment that I will always remember.
That's nice. That's a definite feeling of pursuing your dreams and then attaining them. You know, so nice. My last thought and memory that I'm going to share actually involves you. So you and I became friends through a different Disney podcast. Actually, I heard your interview, and I think I was the person that reached out to you to say, hey, I really enjoyed your show. You did a good job, you know, and I remember it's the Resort Loop podcast, and, mm-hmm. and the host kept on making errors in what you cook, you know, for Disney when you were a cast member. And, you know, we established a friendship pretty quickly, went back and forth, and I knew you were a good guy almost immediately. And then for several trips, for whatever reason, we were like, yeah, we'll meet up. And it never quite worked out. And then we met up one time over for breakfast, and I said, yeah, he's a great guy. And then my memory is meeting up with you over at Epcot with our families and hanging out. Mm-hmm. And you seeing the Canada show for the very first time over at Epcot. And, you know, it occurred to me, sometimes you join things, you do things, you're on Facebook, and a lot of these people are just names and profile pictures and comments and likes and posts. And yeah, it's cool. It's a fun way to interact. And then there comes a moment where that line crosses, and those people that are, don't take this to be bad, like random people become like your friends in your life. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh yeah, well, I can go to Florida and I'm going to meet Michael or Scott or whoever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, some of my favorite memories, you know, involve having the families hang out together and knowing that it's crossed that fourth wall, like in a movie scene where all these people aren't just random Facebook people. These are my closest friends. So.
Yeah. And I remember the first time we saw that drone show, the one mm-hmm. that was very short lived at Disney Springs.
The Springs.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. At Christmas time there, we hung out. You know, I think that I'm good. My other one kind of goes, it was when we took that weekend getaway for Mickey's Not So Scary, but that's well documented that we, on a Friday night, decided just to up and leave at 4 o'clock and drive straight through, go to Mickey's Not So Scary after Magic Kingdom all day on Saturday, did Epcot all day Sunday, closed it down, and then left the parking lot of Epcot and drove all the way back to Ohio so that we were home before Monday evening.
That's a long weekend. I had to go
back to work on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And what was hilarious about the whole thing was I was on vacation the whole week prior. Like the whole week prior, I was on vacation.
Nice, but we were relaxed. Like, no, now you must go.
We were like, no, we're going to stay home. It's going to be a staycation, not going to go anywhere. By Friday, we were going out of our mind. So that memory, and again, I think it goes with the accomplishment we mm-hmm. talked about with the moving down here, that just all of that was pure adrenaline and knowing that, you know, we accomplished something just absolutely crazy. And I think that that's the magic of Walt Disney World. It's the magic that kept Beatrice going on It's a Small World. Mm-hmm. It's the magic that keeps us all going when we're here. It's what keeps us returning. So,
yeah. So I want to tie in the comments from earlier and these comments, because like we literally have taken up half the show now. Just Michael and Chris, two big talking heads. So here's what I know. It's no one says, yeah, it was the first time I conquered Space Mountain. You know, no one says like the personal achievements. The tie-in is the people. If it's your family or if it's your friends, it's the people, you know? So, you know, I it makes me glad just to be a small part of this and to know that these people feel that way about their other friends and family, but yet we're all kind of connected as one big circle. So, we're good. We're good. On to the next 50 years, right, buddy?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. So we appreciate you listening today. I know this felt probably like two versions of a show. And, you know, I appreciate Stacy and Carly for giving their time. And I appreciate us solving some internet issues. And we're good. But if you've listened today, we always ask for this. And I sincerely mean that. If you can, go to your podcast catcher of choice. And if it's Apple Podcasts, if it's Stitcher, wherever, we are always in need of new reviews. And we've got some good reviews. We've got a bunch. But I'd love to have more. So if you can, I would so appreciate that.
You're so greedy.
I am greedy. It costs nothing. It costs nothing, and it takes about 35 seconds. So if you could possibly take 35 seconds and leave us a good review. If you got a bad review, just send it to me. Direct message me. Yeah. Don't leave that one. Just send it to us.
Let us fix that one.
Exactly. So for my friends who are not on part two of part one, which is Stacy and Carly, and for my buddy Michael, for myself, thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Catch you on the flippity flop.